Next up, Carnage.
Okay, this is July 16th, Wednesday, 10 p.m. First interrogation with Victor Hardgreaves. Hello? Hello? Wait, Hardgreaves? Yeah, and? Nothing. I like it when the tape completes a rotation. It finishes what it starts. I like that. Okay, Victor. Can you tell us why you killed your parents?
I didn't do anything bad.
You killed both your parents! They're dead! They're not coming back, you little shit.
I finished what they started. I made them finish.
Okay, Victor, but then why didn't you do it sooner?
Because they weren't ready to finish then. They are now. They are.
What kind of heartless fuck are you? They were your goddamn parents!
I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, well then, you're wasting our fucking time then. If you didn't enjoy it, I guess we can just all get on with our merry fucking lives.
No, I want to go to prison. It continues the story. It lets me finish.
When you say story, what do you mean?
The story. The one that was written. We must finish it. He said it was very important.
Who? Who said it was important?
The author, of course. The author.
Jesus Christ, I can't take any more of this bullshit! Who is the fucking author? What is the fucking story?
Please, don't shout. Don't shout. I don't like it. It makes him mad.
Who does it make mad, Victor? Does it make the Tooth Fairy pissy? Does it, Victor?
Stop!
Who told you to kill your parents?
Stop yelling! It makes him mad!
Who is mad, Victor? Tell me! Tell me who I'm angering, you piece of shit! Calm down, Bart. Jeez. This fucker killed my godfather, and you want me to calm the fuck down? Who am I pissing off, Victor? Come on!
Silent now! Silent now! Silent now!
Wakey, wakey,
now!
Mr. Psycho!
Silent now!
Jesus Christ, silent Bart! Now. My silent face! Silent you piece there. Of shit!
Silent now.
I'll break every bone in your goddamn
silent
body!
No,
I'll kill you now!
Silent
come
silent
back!
Now.
I'll kill you,
no.
fucking psycho!
Silent now!
Rip on your fucking eyes. Bart,
I
calm down,
like
you goddamn police officer!
I'll finish them! I'll finish them! I'll make them finish! I want them to go! I want them to go!
Shut up, Victor.
What?
I said, shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
What did you think of this, Chagatree?
This was characterized to some extent. Whenever any of your characters yell, no matter where it is in the competition, there's the sleeping bear around. I heard it open the door.
Yeah, the police officer was kind of quiet. You can't use sleeping bear. That's for performance. That's
I'm sorry.
Trademark.
Resting. What did I say?
Turtle. No. Moose.
It's a resting velociraptor. How about that?
Okay.
Well, there was clearly a resting velociraptor around, and it opened the door just like they did in Jurassic Park. You should have known better. You can't make any move, any sound around resting velociraptors.
Really
they can
can't.
Open doors. So that didn't work out on your end or on our end. And you still somehow managed to peak the mic like crazy. I think you're using a laptop mic or something, because it's clearly crappy quality. Anyway,
well,
I'm going to stop.
It wasn't immediately clear to me who the third character was. It's still not entirely clear to me who the third character was. I know there were three, but I can't figure out where they were.
There was the good cop, who didn't have a name as far as I caught, and there was the bad cop, whose name was Bart. And then there was the crazy guy they were interviewing, named Victor. And every time you heard someone talk sort of like this, it was Bart. And every single time you heard someone talk very normal, very, you know,
see,
nice
I thought the
somewhat.
Third character came out of the Victor guy.
He might have. I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention.
the voice.
And since they were all three talking at the same time, I imagine it didn't.
The voices to me were not that strongly defined. It was really confusing for me. I did like the premise of the scene, and I thought that the scene was good. The emotions could have been amped up a lot more. It could have been taken to a stronger place. But I did like where you're going with it. I did think that... I don't know. What did you think?
Okay, I think you set a great mood and everything, and had you actually yelled, it would have made the scene absolutely spectacular. But you still managed to characterize the characters, which... I don't know, I thought you characterized them fine. It was clear to me who each one was. When they were all three talking at once, it was a little hard to figure them all out because the mic was blown out so much. But, I mean, I didn't hate this, and I liked what acting of it sounded legit, which was anything that wasn't yelling.
Fair enough. It was by far not the worst thing we heard tonight.
I don't even think it was bottom two.
No, I have it up in the upper half of them, so yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Alright.
Next time if you have to yell, next time don't make a scene where you're going to be yelling if you can't actually yell. Okay, thanks.
Russ. You think people in plays act intelligently? I wish you had to sit through some of the ones I have to sit through. Take the little opus I saw tonight, for instance. In this play, there's a man. He's supposed to be bright. He knows he's in a house with murderers. He ought to know he's in danger. He's even been warned to get out of the house. But does he go? No, he stays there. Now I ask you, is that what an intelligent person would do? He doesn't even have the sense to be frightened, to be on guard. For instance, the murderer invites him to sit down, and what does he do? He sits down. Now mind you, this fella's supposed to be bright. There he sits, just waiting to be trussed up, and what do you think they use to tie him up with? The curtain cord. A little too convenient, don't you think? What a play where it's going to use some imagination. The curtain cord. And this guy, he doesn't even see them get it. He just sits there with his back to them. That's the kind of stuff we critics have to suffer through. Night after night, and they say we're killing the theater? It's the playwrights who are killing the theater.
Now, our present Lord Chancellor. There's an innocent man.
The odd thing is, he is.
Yes, I say he is. This goblet he gave you, how much was it worth? Come along, Rich, he gave you a silver goblet. How much did you get for it?
50 shillings.
Where did he get it? It was a gift from a litigant. A woman, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which court? Chancery? In which court was this litigant's case?
Court of requests!
There. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No.
That's all there is. And you'll find it easier next time.
What application do they have, these tidbits of information you collect?
None at all, usually.
But sometimes?
Well, there are these men, you know, upright, steadfast men. Men who want themselves to be the constant factor in the situation. Which, of course, they can't be. The situation rolls forward in any case.
So what happens?
If they've any sense, they get out of the way.
What if they haven't any sense?
What? None at all. Well, then they're only fit for heaven. But Sir Thomas has plenty of sense. He can be frightened.
Don't forget, he's an innocent, Master Cromwell.
I think we'll finish there for tonight. After all, he is the Lord Chancellor.
You wouldn't find him easy to frighten. You've mistaken your man this time. He doesn't know how to be frightened.
Doesn't know how to be frightened? Well, then he never put his hand in a candle, did he?
Ah! Ah! You enjoyed that. You enjoyed it.
It's Russ.
Russ.
What'd you think?
I like this. I wish that the guy being interrogated? Was he being interrogated?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, I wish that the guy being interrogated in the second one sounded a little more different than the ornery critic guy, but it still sounded different to me. I mean, because the critic had a very strong, overbearing, I'm going to point out the wrong in everything sort of sound. Which he should, because he's a critic. And the guy being interrogated was just a normal sort of guy in a case, in a state of unrest, I guess. I don't know. They were different enough, so I'm content.
I thought that I wish there had been more pain when he got his hand put into the candle.
Yeah.
But other than that, that was the only, like, note I had. Everything was fine. They were all three characterized differently. The first and third were a little similar vocally, but I thought they were different enough. I thought you did a good job with it. You did what you were supposed to. You'll be fine. In fact, this is one of my top ones for tonight, so...
Yeah. Yay, I'm Russ! Dying. He always follows directions!
Yay! Done. Eileen Monty.
Listen to me! All of you! Stand still and listen! Do you think what happened to my Winnie happened because of this strike? What just happened was one of the reasons why we walked out. We had enough, didn't we? Now all of a sudden, you get frightened. You want to give up. I tell you, if you do, you'll deserve everything you get.
Oh... Thou wouldst not suffer me to kiss thy mouth, Yochanan. Well, I will kiss it now. I will bite it with my teeth as one bites a ripe fruit. Yes, I will kiss thy mouth, Yochanan. I said it. Did I not say it? I said it. Ah, I will kiss it now. But wherefore dost thou not look at me? Yochanan, thine eyes that were so terrible, so full of rage and scorn, are shut now. Wherefore are they shut? Open thine eyes! Lift thine eyelids, Yochanan! Wherefore dost thou not look at me? Art thou afraid of me, Yochanan? Thou wouldest have none of me, Yochanan. Thou rejected me. Thou didst speak evil words against me. Well, I still live, but thou art dead, and thy head belongs to me. I can do with it what I will.
I remember thinking that next morning it would turn out to have been a nightmare. I'd be at home in my bed and I'd think, what a horrible nightmare that was. But it wasn't, obviously. I was just in a kind of daze. I kept thinking the phone was going to ring, and it's going to be Joanna. And she's going to say, ha ha, that was a joke. And I'd think, oh, what a sick joke. I used to think that there'd be a knock at the door and things like that. You'd think of anything except facing the truth of what's happened. I thought that for about 6 months. I just couldn't accept it. I had a nightmare not long ago about it. All I can remember is that I turned round and saw Joanna sitting in the car. Really horrible. Munched up, and she turned to me and said, look what you've done to my face! That really freaked me out. I will never drink and drive again, as long as I live. Never. Ever.
It's Monty.
It's Isle Monty.
Isle Monty. I like the sexy second character. It was sexy, trigger-tree.
It was.
So, not that you know anything about that.
No. I really liked your first character, and I wish that it was longer than 30 seconds, but I'll take what I can get. I also really liked your second character, and I applaud you for doing that and not boring the crap out of me. or annoying me. But then again, you're Isle Monty, and you never do.
No, she's Eile Monty.
Eile Monty, I'm so sorry. It's hard to get rid of that habit.
How dare you mispronounce her name?
And then the last character was also sad, but in a completely different way from your first character.
Yeah, I thought you did a good job, Eile Monty. Mm-hmm. I was pleased with this one.
Yes.
It was much better than Ryguy's stupid Power Rangers one. I feel better now. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
I'm done. Are you done?